This is a Fox News alert. Multiple fatalities at a Texas elementary school. I'm Lee Silasara. Police say it happened at Robb Elementary School in the town of Uvalde, west of San Antonio.
14 children, one teacher, law enforcement sources, as well as the governor saying that the shooter is dead. Officers responding to the shooting shot and killed him. We're told responding officers were also shot at. Some of them were struck but do not have serious injuries. Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling the media a short time ago that the shooter is an 18-year-old male, a local from here in Uvalde, and he reportedly abandoned a vehicle, then ran into the school with a weapon and just started shooting.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Uvalde. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott has said, in part, Texans across the state are grieving for the victims of this senseless crime and for the community of Uvalde. In New York City, the suspect in an apparent random shooting on a subway that killed a man is in custody. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell again calling for change to the criminal justice system.
The most basic purpose of the criminal justice system is to keep people safe. And in the only state in our nation where a judge is not allowed to consider dangerousness when setting bail, this was another failure of that system. And now Daniel Enriquez is gone.
Authorities say Andrew Abdullah turned himself in. 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez was shot to death while heading to brunch Sunday morning. Court records show Abdullah has two open criminal cases in New York City, one stemming from an April 24th vehicle theft, the other for an alleged assault in Manhattan in 2020. Primary contests in several states today, where polls in Georgia close in about an hour. For governor, Republican incumbent Brian Kemp, backed by former Vice President Mike Pence, is facing former Senator David Perdue, who has the endorsement of former President Trump. Democrat Stacey Abrams is unopposed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pentagon out with a list of names it's recommending to replace names of military bases with ties to the Confederacy.
Fort Bragg, these are the recommendations. Fort Bragg would be named Fort Liberty. Fort Benning would be named after Lieutenant General Hal and Julia Moore. Interesting that it would be named after his wife, who served side by side with Lieutenant General Hal Moore, who, remember, in Vietnam wrote the book We Were Soldiers Once and Young. Fort Gordon, Georgia would be renamed for General Eisenhower. Fort A.P. Hill would be named for a woman, Dr. Mary Walker, a Medal of Honor recipient and a famous abolitionist. So nine of the names the commission has released, the names that they're recommending. They had 34,000 submissions. They met with base commanders and communities, including at Fort Bragg.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Americans are becoming less supportive of punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine if it comes at the expense of the U.S. economy. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It finds that while broad support for U.S. sanctions has not faltered, respondents said how they've had to cut back on driving and spending and want the White House to focus on domestic concerns, even as many people have sympathy for Ukraine. A big bank will soon be offering a place to charge electric cars.
Bank of America and Electrify America announced that they're teaming up to almost double the number of charging stations at bank branches by the end of next year. Electrify America bills itself as the largest network of open direct current fast charging stations in the U.S. Currently, the company has 172 fast chargers at 46 Bank of America branches. They plan to increase that to 350 stations at 90 branches.
Fox's Roger Stern. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.